Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Steel Pier Radio Show, and we have such a great pleasure today. This is an interview that I've looked forward to for so many months now. One of the great singer-songwriters. We have multi-gold record platinum award-winning artist Gordon Lightfoot with us. Gordon, welcome to the Steel Pier Radio Show.
Oh, thank you, John. It's really a pleasure to be here.
I enjoy the chance to get to speak with so many great artists and to talk with someone like you that I followed from the beginning. And if I were to go back to the beginning, how did you figure this whole thing out, that music was something that you could make your life with?
I don't know. I just know that it started at a very early age, about 6 or 7 years of age, and it just went from there. Sort of just one step at a time through high school. Went to music school, started writing songs in grade 12, which is why I went to music school, to learn how to write music, and came back and just took it back to my hometown here, Toronto. Actually, I studied out in Los Angeles. I worked at night and wrote more songs, and the folk revival kicked in right at that time. I got interested in that. I liked jazz. I liked folk. I was part of that scene around the early 60s, just prior to the Beatles' arrival on the scene. For about 3 years there, it was a very lucrative time for a whole lot of people, and a lot of us lasted, too, for a long time after that, including, Bob Dylan and Paul Simon and so forth.
Speaking of Bob Dylan, you two definitely have a mutual admiration for one another, and I remember when Bob Dylan said a long time ago, "When I hear a Gordon Lightfoot song, I wish it would never end." Great compliment.
I've had some nicer compliments from him than that, but it's very kind of him to say so. The reason why I know him is because we were managed by the same manager for a number of years, way back in around about 1965, I believe it was, and I was already a fan before I got to know him at all. So I was actually quite awestruck with the fact that I was in the same stable or sharing the same management team that was working for him, and Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Ian and Sylvia.
The idea of folk music, I'm so intrigued with different style genres of music, and does folk music, does it give you more room to tell a story that you're trying to tell, Gordon?
Well, it was a good way to tell a story. I mean, you could sing it so that people could understand the words well, and you could try to make things rhyme nicely, and try to write stuff that was kind of a different from everything else that you just wrote. So everything had to be different. Every song had to be different, which was, I think, a lot of people find that kind of hard to deal with, you know. So, but I just kept doing that. I've had very little overlap. I think I've only plagiarized myself about 3 or 4 times now.
That's terrific.
I say that with a smile.
We are visiting, I want to let our listeners know, we are visiting with Gordon Lightfoot, the great singer-songwriter, and a treat for the whole tri-state area. Gordon is coming back to the States very soon, beginning on September 14th at the famed B.B. King's Club right there in New York City. Gordon will kick off a tour that will go around the Eastern Seaboard and also a little bit in the Midwest. But you're coming back to the United States, Gordon. Are you excited about it?
Oh, yeah, and it's wonderful to be coming down right now, too, because there's so much excitement down there, and we're all watching the storm here.
Yeah.
On television. We're watching the storm on television.
Fingers crossed.
Here in Toronto. You know, it's fun to get down there. You know, I always have a sense of excitement, and I've been going down there now for 35 years. And, back and forth, and we've always performed on a regular work permit basis, really. We just come back and forth and do our shows in groupings of, say, 15 or 18 shows at a time, and we're all quite agile, and none of this band is getting any younger either, I might add, but they've still got the enthusiasm, and boy, they really like getting out there because we love to play the music. I really do enjoy it a great deal.
When you started in the early 1960s, how far away did the idea of actually performing in America and around the world, selling records worldwide, how far away did all that seem?
It was touch and go until about 1965 when I really got a break. I got a major break. I got one of my songs got recorded by Peter, Paul, and Mary for an album, and they released it as a single, and it went up to number 5 on the Billboard chart, I believe it was, and that got me actually a management contract down in the United States. And when you did that, when you were able to do that here in Canada, it was considered to be a feat of some kind, and at first I had some trepidation about it because I had had some contractual things before that, even leading up to that here in Canada, which I had had to get resolved first, and it was kind of an interesting time, but I was happy that I was able to get things happening down there in the States and be able to get an American, eventually American recording contract.
Early Morning Rain, one of my all-time favorites that you've ever done.
Well, we love the song, and we do it almost every show. We usually do it almost every night.
Peter, Paul, Mary knocked it out of the park, though. They did a great job for you.
Oh, they were terrific, and they had me on the road with them. I did some concerts with them. My goodness, they let me open for them at the Hollywood Bowl at one point.
Is that a rewarding feeling when someone like Peter, Paul, and Mary, and of course we haven't mentioned Elvis Presley did one of the great covers of Early Morning Rain, but when great artists give a take on one of your classics, is that a great feeling?
Well, yeah. You know, you just never do hear a cover recording that you don't like either, you know? It's very much appreciated whenever it happens, but some of them have really knocked me out. You know, I love the one that Barbara Streisand did on If You Could Read My Mind. I thought it was really great.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Where do you get the inspiration, Gordon, these songs that have become so embedded in people's minds around the world, not just in Canada, but here in America and all over the world, these great songs that you've put together, these inspirations, where do you get them to put these songs together?
Well, I had a lot of emotional trauma on two or three different occasions in my life, as I'm sure a whole lot of other people have. And some of that's, of course, found itself into the writing, of course, and being under contract for a total of 33 years and producing 20 albums during that time, I was always being called upon to, like, to produce another album. So I had to keep writing the songs.
I want to let our listeners know, of course, we're visiting with singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot on the Steel Pier Radio Show. Speaking of telling great stories, have you ever considered writing your own story down, autobiographical type?
Yeah, if I ever got time to do it. There's one book out there now, but of course it's way out of date, but I don't know. It's a matter of finding the time, and I think my record, my stories, and what I wrote in my songwriting.
So you think the story can be told in your music?
Yeah, I think everybody knows my story now.
You know, I'm looking at this storm. I'm looking at a day before Katrina hit. Speaking of 7 years ago, how fast time goes. But I'm thinking of bad weather, and it brings me to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a masterpiece of a song, but a truly sad, tragic calamity at sea. And you immediately picked up on this story, didn't you?
Yeah. What eventually drove me to do it was it wasn't getting enough attention. This is like before anybody had a Mac or anything, you know, or a PC. You went to get the newspapers. And, you went down to the newspaper office and you picked up the newspapers. Because I wanted to get get the story down. And so I went and got the papers and noticed that there was hardly anything else on it. There was nothing the day after. There was nothing the day after that. There was one small article in Newsweek magazine. And, I said, nobody's ever going to hear about this one again. Now, I had written shipwreck songs before. I wrote one called The Ballad of the Yarmouth Castle one time, which I really messed it up badly. I was thinking back to that, I said, now this one I'm going to get to everything in chronological order. It's going to, the story's going to be told as it happened, the way I think it must have happened. And I had enough information to go with on that, so I came up with what I thought was a good song. The only thing about it that ever raised an eyebrow was the part about the hatch covers. It was always, those hatch covers were proven to be watertight. And when I mentioned that it might have been a hatch cover, a loose hatch cover, I was wrong. And so we changed that line for concert.
Isn't that great? So you updated it. You revised it.
Yeah, I had to. I had to get that out of there. It was bothering. There were some people who were bothered by it. I mean, nice people, good people. Mother of one of the youngest guy, Bruce Hudson, and the daughter of a deckhand. Their guys were getting the blame for this. But that person really stood out, so I toned it down a little bit. It grew dark. It was then. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." And take our hat off to Woody Guthrie on that line. It's been good to know you.
Well, Gordon Lightfoot, you have been a delight. I want to say thank you again so much for coming to the Steel Pier Radio Show.
Okay, Don, it's a pleasure having been with you.
Thanks, Don, for another winner, Gordon Lightfoot. Well, that's part one of today's Steel Pier Radio Show. We're going to pause for a couple of minutes, and when we return, you're going to like what we have, including who was appearing on the world-famous Steel Pier the summer of 1976. And we'll have more from Gordon Lightfoot. Don't go away.
The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember.